Joining me right now on the telephone, Diane Abbott from Stable Hands Equine Therapy Center. Something that's been around a while, but now you're getting your own facility. It's, I understand, under construction, right?
That is correct. We actually purchased this farm at the end of 2011, but now we're moving into a very exciting phase, which we're putting up our big indoor riding arena, which allows us to operate without worrying about being rained on or other interruptions. So it makes a huge difference for us on the capability we'll have.
It'll also allow you to start earlier in the spring and run later in the fall, too.
That's for sure. And everybody knows how dark it gets early in the fall, and that was a real problem, too. So lighting, it's a great concept.
Now, let's explain to some of the people. I know what it is because I've seen it firsthand at another facility, but let's explain what exactly is equine therapy.
Equine therapy is a concept that, because the horse's movement is so similar to the movement of a human in the way the pelvis moves, it's very beneficial because it's a repetitive movement that helps a person like imprint in the way they can move. But it stimulates nerves and muscles and helps a person also with their balance and coordination.
Now, the person that I can think of, I can't give her name, but she had a muscle disease that prevented her from going anywhere without a wheelchair. And we would put her on the horse every Thursday in the summer. And the volunteers were right there with her, one leading the horse, two as the side people to keep an eye on things, make sure she couldn't fall off. And that was probably the best hour and a half of her week right there because she enjoyed it so much.
Oh, I agree. I agree.
The apparently the doctors love this type of therapy because of what it does to the muscles in our bodies, right?
That's correct, but it also, it's stimulating because of the interaction too. And for example, we have a brand new student that will be coming to us, and she had been in a car accident, and her doctor recommended this for her because it will help her even more with her coordination, balance, but also her thought process because she has to react in different activities and games, and we plan it all for each individual. So there's a lot of time and effort put into that with our physical therapy consultant, between the doctor, the instructor. We're part of an organization called PATH International, which is Professional Association of Therapeutic Horsemanship. And what they do is set our standards and our guidelines. So we're not reinventing the wheel here. This is something that's been proven, and there's over 700 operating centers in the United States.
Now, from what I understand, every site is a little bit different, but many of the basics remain the same. You've got the horses, of course, the facilities. You've got the safety procedures that you all take. You've got therapy guidelines that are followed often by prescription.
Yep.
So there's a lot of things that could be beneficial to certain patients. Let's say someone out there is, say, not as mobile as they should be or confined to a wheelchair, and they have never heard of equine therapy. What should they know?
Well, they should know that the best thing to do is give me a simple call and let's talk about it. Let's find out what they're looking for, and the paperwork we have is very beneficial because we work with a physician to make sure that this is actually beneficial for that individual, that there aren't any contraindications to riding. So if the everything, when you think about it, every single student we've ever had has had a physician's approval. So we know what we're working with, we know what can benefit them, and we also know the procedures if it's okay for them to ride, how we can get them on the horse and how we can work with them for it's a safe ride. They actually love it. It's fun. It's something unique. It adds on to other therapies, and it turns out to be quite an experience for everybody.
Now, having seen this before myself, I can tell people that they should not be afraid of falling off the horse. It's not going to happen. You've got spotters on both sides plus a leader, correct?
Right. I mean, in the perfect world, nothing would ever happen. We've actually not had any incidents where somebody got hurt, that's for sure. But a horse is a horse. But we pick the horses that are really the kind that are more safe around people, that in this type of situation where, there again, there's the two sidewalkers, horse leader, and the personnel. So we do have safety procedures in set in place. You're right. So a rider feels more secure, and we also work with them if someone is not able to get on a horse. We do what we call like a touch hands-on therapy. They can brush the horse, they can interact with it. So there's a lot of different activities we can do, and in the future we even plan on working with soldiers with post-traumatic stress disorder and even incorporating the families.
You touched on this a little bit earlier, but it's not just the physical benefits, but there's the mental and emotional benefits of interacting with the horse. Horses are pretty smart, aren't they?
They really are very, very perceptive. I'm amazed by it on a continual basis, even after 20-plus years of doing this. And you'll see a horse be very intuitive with their rider, protective. And it just amazes you when you watch. So we love to have our visitors come because it becomes something that they take with them. They tell other people, if this works, it makes a difference.
You are in the process of putting up your new facility. What's the timeline on that?
Well, I'm so happy you asked me. We started with the actual building. We were doing excavation for quite some time, but because it's all hilly out there. But regardless, the building itself, they started on Monday of this week. So last night, just to even see the building start to form, where I could actually tell, okay, that's how big it is, you know, and it's amazing. So we're really, really excited about it. And we were told, weather permitting, that it could be done within 3 weeks.
Once the building is complete, then I imagine you start looking at how to best utilize that and fixing the schedules and...
Well, we're already thinking ahead to that. We're adding 3 more instructors to our team. There's more coming, and we'll build up to at least 8 or so. But we're looking at quite a variety of activities, whether it's individual lessons. We'll also in the future do lessons to the public, and we want to give back to the community and even work with 4-H, Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, possibly some smaller horse shows down the road. But we'll see. No, but really, there's a lot we can do, a lot of creative programming. So we are really excited about it.
I understand that businesses like yours also reach out to the various colleges to have interns from physical therapy and some of the sports medicine programs.
Yes. In fact, because we're growing now, we need more volunteers. And we're also open to and inviting new students to call us, because we will have a much expanded program. But we, you know, like you said, working with the colleges has, the way I look at it, networking is essential. And it also makes life better for all of us. So why not do it? So I think it, as I put it, we're weaving ourselves into the community. We're making ourselves an important part of it and welcoming people to just see what we do.
What is the location of your facility?
Okay, well, seeing the facilities by appointment, and they can call me, but it's actually west of Wausau, only about a 15-minute drive from Greater Wausau area on Evergreen Drive.
And if someone wants to get a hold of you, I'm sure you've got a phone number and maybe a website.
Oh, yeah. My phone number is 715-359-6046. And our website is www.stablehandstherapy.com.